Health and Human Services will accept more teams for the fifth round of its Ignite Accelerator program this fall. HHS employees with ideas on how to make their jobs easier can submit them to the agency's Idea Lab. Finalists spend a few months doing research and working with mentors to perfect their ideas. Reed Holman is the program manager for the Ignite Accelerator. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco why he thinks the response to the program has been so strong.
When we launched the first round of Ignite 2.5 years ago, we launched it as a beta. It actually is an interesting story. It's very different from what it looks like now. But we launched it as a beta because we didn't know exactly what it was going to look like. Nobody had ever done this before. We also had no idea if anybody was going to apply. And it turns out that a lot of people applied, 65, in fact, the very first round. All we did is we sent out like a handful of HHS-wide emails, and people get just bombarded with these on a daily basis. So, you know, it's like, I don't know if people are going to open these. But there are incredibly smart, energetic people all around HHS that are just begging for this type of opportunity. So we actually have the opposite problem. Well, maybe there are a handful of people that aren't sure whether they want to engage with us. Actually, our demand is much greater than the supply at this point. We have trouble being able to support all the teams that do get in, which is why Ignite ends up being an incredibly competitive program to get into. We get about 70 applications every round, and we've only been able to support 12 at this point. So it's super competitive to get into. We're looking at changing the program to be able to support additional teams in the future so we can help meet that demand. But broadly, people are here at HHS because they believe in the mission. They, like, you know, want to serve their country, and they, like, want to have incredible impact. And that's why they came to the federal government in the first place. And all we're doing is rolling out a red carpet and saying, walk this way, and they always do.
So can you talk a little bit about how you're planning on meeting that demand, any changes that might be coming to the program altogether?
The Ignite program is, as I mentioned, competitive, and the selection process has been multi-staged. So folks submit an online paper proposal that then gets scored, and we identify finalists. The finalists then give us a pitch, and the pitch is what gets them into the program. So what we're doing actually this next round is we are enhancing a finalist stage, going to blow that out just a little bit, and provide some early training to the finalists to allow them to explore their idea using our particular methodologies. And the methodologies are akin to human-centered design and lean startup. You know, fundamentally saying, yeah, this is like worth investigating, and we want to help you investigate the idea a little bit more. We'll help you think about audience segmentation, customer segmentation, and start to identify, you know, their pain points by going out and talking to them. And so we're going to have the finalists this next round over a two-month time frame receive a little bit of training on how to do that, how to do your customer segmentation, how to reach out to people and like have a meaningful conversation so that they can explore their idea with their customers or with their stakeholders over a 2 month time frame. And then they like will probably learn a lot. we know now that the first month and a half of Ignite over the last four rounds, there are a number of teams that end up changing directions, pivoting dramatically because they're doing that they're all early stage explorations. So we want to have more people do those early stage explorations so that during that 2 months they can receive some training and then their pitch to get in will be just that much stronger and that much better. So that's a very foundational piece that we're changing. The other big piece is that we're doubling the number of teams we're going to select. So that's going to be huge. We aim for 12 every round. This time we're going to be aiming for 24. That means we're going to be doubling the mentorship. So as a quick aside, the Ignite program launched, as we mentioned, in beta, and the basic hypothesis that was that if we give people a little bit of money and air cover of being sort of working in the Idea Lab, that they would go off and like do awesome things. That there was loose structure wrapped around that, but the money was actually the biggest thing the teams needed. Turns out that was way off, and we learned that the very first round. And that the teams during that first round told us that, yeah, the money was useful. Most teams used it. But what the teams liked was the access to leadership and the like mentorship and coaching around these methodologies that challenged them, that pushed them, that held them accountable to explore their project in a meaningful way. So the story arc of the Ignite program is that we've been going away from that money-focused loose structure to a mentorship-focused semi-structured curriculum. We have an incredible group of people that have been able to serve as mentors. And in fact, most of the time what happens is if you go through Ignite, then you're eligible to like be a mentor because you know what it's like. And the second round, if you've gone through Ignite, you're eligible to be a mentor. And we're going to train you up on some like a little bit more sophisticated human-centered design principles and lean startup principles so you can do some group facilitations and like really play a key role there.
So you're a mentor. Describe what that mentor experience has been like. And also, what are some of the things that you're telling the teams that you work with?
Yeah, well, you know, that these teams, when they're exploring like new concepts and they're fundamentally challenging the status quo, you know, they're sort of wandering into this dark forest blindfolded, and they see like swords, you know, that are like pointing at them all along the way. So part of what we do is that we are a support mechanism to like encourage them to be like, yeah, this is like worth pursuing. Like this, the American people are on your side. That's like super important. And then on the methodology side of things, like not only, you know, work your way through that dark forest, but here are some guiding lines that can help lead the way. And there's some basic principles. Identify who you're serving. Like, who are the people with the pain points that you're trying to address? Two, talk to them on a regular basis. Three, really listen to them, right? So don't just talk to them, but listen to them. And like, if they just start talking and their emotions start pouring, that's great. Like, you want to really understand and like empathize with their particular situation so that when you start to build solutions, you're building a solution that fits into them. So then once they start building, there's a couple of rules that begin to apply there. One is to begin low-tech or no-tech, in fact. The standard way the government works is that you have an idea and you sign a $2 million contract you know, to go out and build it. And then it's like, oh, wait, we didn't even test this out in any way. So during Ignite, that's what the teams are doing, is they are building low-tech or no-tech versions of their solution. And then they go back to their customers, and they present it to their customers, and they get feedback in a meaningful way from those customers. And then you just sort of iteratively build from there. You know, the notion is I'm trying to break down some of the walls between the person that's running the program or building the product and the customer that they are serving. And we're pretty deliberate, by the way, of using the term customer. It's not a word that gets used in government very often. So there's a little bit of a mind shift. You know, focusing on customer service is a huge part.
So you're at round five, about to start round five at this point. Other agencies, what advice or what things would you tell them about either embracing innovation altogether or specifically starting up a program like this?
It's really easy to overthink things. We launched Ignite in beta, and we had some basic pillars figured out. We knew the start date. We knew the end date. We knew who was in charge. And I was that was me. And I was tasked with like, hey, Reed, here's the start date. Here's the end date. Figure everything else out. And that's actually the best thing to do. And we've been iteratively changing the program every round. And we've done that with the people that get into Ignite every round. Much like we mentor our teams to focus on their customers so that they are building a solution that meets the customer's needs. We're trying to do the exact same thing at the program level. So our first version of Ignite was low-tech or, you know, no-tech, if you will, like very, very loose. And we've been growing in sophistication each time. And the teams that get into Ignite, they are our primary customers. You know, so once they're in, we tell them, like, we need you to be honest and brutal and provide feedback all along the way as to whether you want something, whether you don't want something, what can we do to help you do your jobs better. So when I talk to teams, there are... There's like three steps that I tell them. Get high-level sign-off on the concept. The notion of air cover is super important. So the higher up that person, secretary level for sure, or if you're in like a bureau or a division, then the head of that bureau division. The air cover only goes as high as that sign-off. So one, get that sign-off. Two, put somebody in charge. And three, announce it. And then figure everything else out. You just get those basic pillars in place, and it's so easy to like sit into a room. It's comfortable to like look at Excel spreadsheets and map everything out. It is really uncomfortable to announce something and not really know how it's going to go. But that actually allows you to better serve the people that end up getting in there, because that's the exact same thing that they're going through. And to be able to be in that position, to be able to think in an agile way, better allows you to train them to think in that same agile way.